All right, Rabosai, good morning. Good morning. Let us begin by thanking all of our sponsors for this morning's share. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Nisan for dedicating all the Shemar Drashos this month, Said and Simahikin, to show the Hakaras HaTov to Hashem for all of his Nisim and Niflos. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem all of the hostages and bring complete Hatzlacha to Eretz Yisrael and to Am Yisrael. Our week of learning sponsors, the Ram and Bravo families, Lazecher Nishmas, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an Aliyah and the family a Nechama. And our day of learning sponsors today, Paul and Kathy Pollack, in honor of their granddaughter, Tikva Esther Pollack of West Orange, New Jersey, on the occasion of her 21st birthday. Mazel Tov, and the merits of Hashem, wishing Tikva Esther Bracha, Mazel, and Simcha, Ameh Ve'esim Shanim Tovos. Jose, with that, let us begin. We have a lot to do today. We're actually beginning a very interesting sugya, a sugya that we've touched on many times throughout our journeys in Shas. And I'm sorry, one second. Many times throughout our journey in Shas, but now Meretz Hashem, we're really going to be ma'ayin into it, really examine it a little bit more in depth, which is the topic of ona'a, overcharging. So I'll say, so remember again, also I'll just mention, as we've already established, the concept of ona'a really only applies where? By metaltolin. There is no such thing as ona'a, ona'a doesn't apply by real estate, because real estate already was understood in times of Chazal as having very subjective value, right? A piece of land or a property that may be worth X for one person could clearly be worth X plus Y for another person. So because of, Right. So in other words, so there is really no objectivity when it comes to the value of property, when it comes to real estate. So therefore, again, we're dealing with metaltolin. It says the Mishnah, Ho no arba kesef me'esrim ve'arba kesef l'selish l'sus l'mekach. So what's an example of ho no? Ho no would be an example of, let's say again, four silver pieces out of 24 silver pieces, when we're talking about 24 silver pieces to the seller, which essentially represents 1/6 of the price. So the din of ona is 1/6. Again, so four silver pieces out of 24. Rashi says over here, how ona arba kesef, ma'os kesef shim shesh bedinar, me'esim va'arba kesef l'selo, im haya hamekach bedinar. Okay, fine. We don't have to go. The calculations here are not as important in terms of the coinage, but rather the idea over here is that ona is 1/6. Admosai motel ha'achzir. Nebos is interesting. How long, let's say an ona transaction occurred, how long, what is the window to address that ona? In other words, we'll say, let's just take a simple case. Right? So I go ahead and I buy something from Reuven. It turns out that Reuven overcharged me by a sixth. Salocha l'maisa. Now again, how long do I have to address that? So the Gemara says, Ad kidei shiyira l'tagar o l'krovo. Enough time that it takes you to show the item to a tagar as a merchant, or to your relative. In other words, there's an assumption that most people by themselves are not necessarily going to be well versed in the laws of ona, or even the valuation of something, because a sixth isn't even such a large amount. So therefore, again, it's understood that I'm going to need a little bit of time to be able to show someone. So that amount of time to show my neighbor, or ultimately, again, to show a merchant. So the Gemara says, Hora Rabbi Tarfon Balud, Hona shmone kesef me'esem va'arba kesef l'sela. Rabbi Tarfon said in Lud, he actually both said, took a different approach. He said, ona is 1/3. Is 1/3. Literally again, eight kesef out of 24 kesef, again when dealing with the sela. So he said 1/3. So the Gemara says, what happened when he said this? This is incredible. The Samchu Tagre Lud. Obviously, the merchants of Lud were very happy, right? Which makes a lot of sense. Why are the merchants of Lud very happy? Because they both say, obviously, now they could overcharge more. I just want to be clear. Overcharging in general is aser, right? In other words, you're not allowed to, but there's a recognition in the marketplace that there's a range. So as long as you're within your range, ultimately, again, it's considered to be a legitimate sale. So it comes along Rabbi Tarfon says, 1/3. What happened? Amar lahem kol hayom mutar lachzar. Rabbi said, but listen to this. But then he said, but the window of going ahead and addressing this ona transaction is the entire day. After that, Amrulo Yaniach Lana Rabbi Tarfon Bimkomenu, the Chazul Divrei Chacham. They say, you know, forget it. Forget it. In other words, they both say, see what the Chachamim apparently, and we're going to explore this more in the Gemara, but it sounds like according to this, that the Chachamim said, what's the window? What's the window to address an Ona'a transaction? What's the window? The amount of time it takes to show a relative or a merchant. Which, again, I don't know how long that is. But based on their reaction to Rabbi Tarfon, it's less than a day. It's less than a day. So Rabbi Tarfon says you have the entire transactional day to address Ona'a. Chachamim say just enough time to be able to show someone. So it's interesting. So apparently the merchants of Lud, they got very excited with the larger Ona'a amount. In other words, a third versus a sixth. But then they were unhappy with the window. So they would rather go with a shorter window, even though, again, it diminishes the Ona'a amount. It's very interesting. So we'll say, so bottom line, what do we take from this? Fundamental machlokes when it comes to Ona'a. And you know, we'll say one thing the Mishnah doesn't say, but I'll just mention it because we'll see in the Gemara, is obviously the laws of Ona'a apply in both directions. So it applies both to overcharging as well as to undercharging. What is the amount of Ona'a? Machlokis Rabbanon and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbanon say 1/6. Rabbi Tarfon says 1/3. Also machlokis, what is the window that you have to address an Ona'a transaction? Again, Rabbanon, the amount of time it takes to show a merchant or your relative, meaning to get feedback on the purchase. Rabbi Tarfon, the entire day of the transaction. Okay, let's analyze. We'll say, so now we're going to get into the kishkas of it a little bit. Itmar. Rabbi Omer Shasus Mekach Shaninu, Ushmul Omer Shasus Maos Shaninu. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. When calculating the Ona'a, how do we calculate it? So Rav says it's based on the value of the purchase, or better stated, the value of the item. Shmuel says it's actually based on the money, the actual payment, how the payment price, right, the money that was tendered. Let's see it in Rashi. Rashi does a wonderful job. Rashi does not need my compliments, right, or my job evaluation, right? But again, take a look at Rashi, who's very thorough in his explanation here. Rashi says, Shesus mekach shaninu. So take a look. Davka katani masnisin. First Rashi in the Gemara, almost right across. Davka katani masnisin. Shesus lemekach. So again, so Rav understands that ultimately over here, the Ona'a is measured by the value of the item being sold. So the Gemara says, listen to this. She'im ha'ona'a shus l'shavyav shal mekach. If the Ona'a is 1/6 of the value of the transaction, so have your Ona'a. Then ultimately, again, it's Ona'a. Aval im pachos o yoser hi, but I will say, if either the Ona'a is more than a sixth or less than a sixth, because we'll say, remember again, right now we're dealing with a sixth. We're going to see in just a moment what happens if the Ona'a is less than a sixth or if the Ona'a is more than a sixth. But again, so let's just finish the Rashi. But halacha l'maaseh again, if avalin pachos o yoser hi, but if halacha l'maaseh again, it is less than a sixth or more than a sixth in terms of the value of the actual transaction, even though there may be more than a sixth or less than a sixth when it comes to the amount of money tendered, so the Gemara. So we'll see examples of this. This is not called Ona. So this is a machlokis on the machlokis, Rav and Shmuel. How are you measuring Ona'a? Is Ona'a based on the value of the item/transaction, or is the Ona'a based on the amount of money that's actually been tendered? So now, by the way, Rashi gives us something else, which is actually incredibly important. Rashi gives us the structure of Ona'a transactions. So, for example, Rashi says over here that if halo v'zeo din ono shesus lio samekach kayim vein echad yochol lachzor ela machzir ono. They will say if the ono itself is exactly a sixth. Now, again, we'll see if this halacha lemaisa, but for now, we're going to go with this. If the ono is exactly a sixth, then what's the halacha? Transaction stands, and we'll call it the ono amount must be returned to the affected party. Okay, but the transaction stands. Avalim pachos mishesus. What happens if the overcharging was less than a sixth? What do you do in that case? Mechilehi vein machzer lo klum. I will say in that case, less than a sixth, where we assume that the buyer is mochel, and therefore, again, of course, the transaction stands, and no need to return the money. V'myoser al-shusos, what if the owner was more than a sixth, then shnehem chozrin, afilu ratza lahakzer la'onah, rishus biyod shnehem lachzer. More than a sixth, I will say, either party has the ability to void the transaction. Obviously, again, if they want to keep the transaction, they can, but either party has the... So we'll say it's very important. So two things happening in this Rashi. Let's go out of order. Number one, telling us the structure of Onoah transactions. If the Onoah is exactly a sixth, then halacha lemaisa, again, the Onoah is returned, transaction stands. Less than a sixth, implied halachic mechila. Forgiveness. It's negligible. Therefore, forgiveness, nothing has to be returned. Move on. More than a sixth, ultimately either party has the ability to go ahead and void the transaction. Okay, incredible. Now let's say it's actually also a tremendous metaphor for kind of like interpersonal wrongs as well. Right? There are like different levels of interpersonal offenses. Sometimes the offense is less than a shesus. We'll say a lot of times stuff happens in life, and the truth is it's upsetting and maybe even annoying, but it's negligible and it doesn't matter. That's pachos mishesus. What do you do with interpersonal offenses that are pachos mishesus? What do you do? Let it go. Just let it go. Don't talk about it. Don't bring it up. Just let it go. Then there are interpersonal offenses that are shesus. So it happens when it's a shesus. So this is something important and something that can't be ignored. So what do you do with that? You return the onah. You apologize. But you don't let it dissolve the relationship. Right? So in other words, there has to be an accounting for what occurred. But at the end of the day, apologize, make it better, and then move. But the transaction, the relationship remains intact. And then there are offenses that are yoser mishasos. And let's see what happens with yoser mishasos. Those are the interpersonal relationship grievances that could be so incredibly significant that they could actually lead to the dissolution of a relationship, unfortunately. That sometimes it's so severe and it's so egregious that the relationship as it was maybe can't go ahead and continue forward anymore. And that either party has the right to go ahead and remove themselves from the relationship because perhaps the egregiousness of the event is so severe that they don't know if they can move forward. Just an interesting, there's a deeper message in anything and everything that we learn. It's so beautiful just to see it on the page. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we'll say, so that's our machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Shavi Shisa b'chamsha, Shavi Shisa b'shiva, Kuli amalo plegid basar mekach hazlina va'ona havya. So we'll say, so obviously, if you have an item that's worth 6 zuzim and you sell it for 5, or you go out and you have something that's worth 6 zuzim and you sell it for 7, everyone agrees that halacha l'maisa that this is ona. That this will be oh no. Okay. Keep leagues. So we'll say, where does the machlokis come up? Shavi chamsha b'shisa. If you go ahead and you sell something that's worth 5 and you sell it for 6. So we'll say that's only a 1/5 differential. Right? Or v'shavi shiva. V'shavi shiva b'shisa. A 1/7 differential. So what do you do in this case? So the Shmuel damar baso ma'os azlina an idv idi onahavi. So according to Shmuel, who says that we look at the amount of money that was spent, he will hold that both of these cases are onah. The Rav Damar Basar Mekach Hazlina, but according to Rav, who says that we go after the purchase, we go after the value of the item, value of the purchase, then he'll say like this: Shavi Chamsha B'Shisa Bitel Mekachu. So certainly, again, we'll say if you're going ahead and you're selling something for 5, then I'm sorry, so that's worth 5 and you sell it for 6, so we'll say that's even above the 1/6 threshold. So remember, again, at that point, remember, oh no, that's above a 6th. You have the ability to what? Either party has the ability to void the transaction. So bitl mekachavi, shavi shiva b'shisa mechila havya. We'll say, but if you sell something that is worth 7 for 6, then that's a 1/7. 1/7 is even less than a 6th. What's the halacha if the ona is less than a 6th? Mechila. Shmuel will say, ki amrina mechila ubitl mekach. Shmuel will say, the truth is, the only time we really get into mechila, which is total forgiveness of the overcharge, or bitl mekach, which is the ability to void the transaction, hecha deleka shtus mishtei tzadim. So we'll say, it's actually interesting, and this is what comes out over here. When Shmuel says, Shmuel doesn't disagree with Rav. Shmuel agrees that Ona is measured by the value of the item. He just adds in, additionally, Ona could also be measured based on the actual money of the sale. So it's interesting. So now Shmuel's just being Mosif. He's adding on an additional potential dimension to Ona. So therefore Shmuel will say like this. So Shmuel Lomar, Ki Amrina Mechilo Bittel. The only time really you're going to get into either Mechila, forgiveness of the overcharge, or Bittel, ability to negate the sale, Hecha Deleka Shesos Mishnei Tzadim. That's where there's not a sixth, either from, again, what we'll call Mekach or Maos. However, again, but according to Shmuel will say as long as there is Ona, either through the amount of money that was spent, or halacha lemaisa, because of the value of the purchase, there'll be Ona. So it turns out that what we thought was just a machlokes, still is a machlokes, but it's really Rav disagreeing with Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't disagree with Rav. Shmuel's just adding on another dimension for Ona. So Tanan, let's analyze a bit more. Tanan. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Ona is a sixth. Literally, again, 4 silver pieces out of 24 silver pieces. When we measure the Sela as being 24 mos. Okay, that's just the statement of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, my love. So are we not talking about a case of where you sold an object that was worth 20, right? And the seller sold it for 24 sela. So the Gemara says, what do you see from the Mishnah? That the Mishnah itself is even talking about not just a 1/6 ona, because of the value of the item of the value transaction, but 1/6 ona, measured by the amount of money spent. Lo dizavin shavi esrim ba'arba ba'esrim. Suppose now we could be talking about a situation where you took an object that was worth 24 dinar, and you went ahead and you sold it for 20. So it was worth 20, you sold it for 24. So we'll say at the end of the day, I said it right the first time. The Zabin Shavi Esrim Ba'arba Esrim was worth 24 and you sold it for 20. I mean this Ana. So we'll say, who's the victim of Ona in that case? Mocher. The seller, because remember, Rosa says, even though the Mishnah doesn't say this, but again, it's important to understand, Ona goes in both directions. Ema Seifa, so look at the end of the Mishnah. Ad Masai Motala Hachzir, how long do you have to address an Ona transaction? Bechte Shehir Latagar Olikrovo, enough time to be able to show it to the merchant or to your relative. Vam Rav Nachman, I will say again, just I mentioned this in the Mishnah, but just again, what does that mean? What's that window? That window is the assumption that sometimes people sell stuff or buy stuff and they don't know what they're doing. So therefore, again, how long do you have to address an Ona infraction so you can show it to someone else who does know what they're talking about? And then you can realize the mistake that you made. Rav Nachman said, Lo shana ela lokeach. By the way, everyone has that relative who, after you buy something, tells you, oh, you spent that, right? Or you did that. So that's actually the guy you need in this situation. So the Gemara says as follows. Lo shanu ela lokeach. So I'll say, so again, this is only talking about lokeach, the purchaser. Ava mocher li olam chozer. Okay, so we'll say, there's a lot of stuff being thrown at us right now. The Gemara just says like this. The Gemara says, we're trying just to set up the case in the Mishnah. The Gemara wanted to set up the case in the Mishnah, and I was dealing with the case of actually where the seller undercharged. That's the Ona. The problem is, the Gemara says, look at the rest of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah talks about, again, how long, what's the window to address an Ona transaction? And what's the answer? According to the Rabbana, what's the answer? The amount of time you have to show it to your relative or to a merchant. So the Gemara says like this, here's the problem. This is fascinating. That window only applies to a purchaser. It doesn't apply to a seller. How long does the seller have to address Ona if the seller undercharged? The Gemara says, Aval mocher li olam chozer. The seller always has the ability, forever, there's no statute of limitations. There's no window for him to address Ona. So we'll say, so let me just give you, because I know that doesn't make sense right now, so I'll just tell you what's going to happen later on, but you're going to pretend like you're hearing it for the first time later, which for many of you it will be like it's the first time. I can see some of the expressions over here. I'll say, so now listen to this. What's the logic? The logic is the purchaser has the object. So because the purchaser has the object, it's much easier for him to find an opinion, right? Somebody's going to see the object. Oh, what? You see somebody bought something. What's the first question Jews ask each other? How much you pay for that? How much you pay for that, right? So Lameisa, he's going to get feedback on his object very quickly. The seller doesn't have the object. So because the seller doesn't have the object, Chazal understood, it very well may take him just a much longer amount of time to really figure out if he, in fact, undercharged. So therefore, the window we talk about in the Mishnah to address onah transactions only applies to the purchaser, doesn't apply to the seller. So therefore, the Gemara essentially saying, so therefore, it doesn't make sense to set up the Mishnah as talking about a case where it was the purchaser who's suffering from the onah, because the rest of the Mishnah is not in line with that. To which the Gemara says, Ella de zabin shavi esrim ve'arba be'esrim. You're right. So that's in Tanya. So rather, I will say, the Gemara says, you're right. So we must be talking about a case over here of where the purchaser went ahead and bought something that was worth 24 dinarim, be'esrim ve'tamnia, and he bought it for 28. So I'll say that would be the ono. So tnan, hora Rabbi Tarfon bulut, ha'ono shmona kesef, me'esrim ve'arba kesef. Right, so remember again, what did Rabbi Tarfon say? They quoted the Mishnah again. Rabbi Tarfon said in Lud, he passing a dispute to Rabban, and he said, oh no, is a third, not a sixth. So the Gemara says, my love, dezobin, shavi, shisri, be'esrim ve'arba. Are we not talking about a case where you bought something that was worth 16 zuz, and you bought it, ultimately again, for 24? For 24. So the Gemara says, v'shmamina shlish ma'os shaninu. And I will say, you see from here that halacha lemaisa, ona is really measured by the amount of money that you spent on the transaction. To which the Gemara says, lo, dezavin shavi esim ba'arba b'shissar. Rather, no, like we're talking about a case where you sold something or you bought something that was worth 24 zuz, ultimately, again, for 16. For 16, I minis ana. So who is the ona impacting? Mocher, the seller. Ema Seifa, so the Gemara says again, look at the end of the Mishnah. Amar lahem, kol hayom motor lachzor. Once again, Rabbi Tarfon said, yes, I've hired the ona threshold, but at the same time, I've lowered the, what's the right word? Refund window, right? The refund window is only that day from Rav Nachman. So once again, what the Gemara is pointing out is the Gemara is attempting to try to set up the cases to show where it is the mocher, the seller who is suffering from onah. The problem just is the way the Mishnah is structured. The way the Mishnah is structured is you have the sheet of the Rabbanon and then the refund window. And then the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon and the refund window. The problem is that what? Who does the refund window apply to? So the Gemara says, Lo shanu amrav Nachman, Lo shanu ala lokeach, ava mocher li olam chozer. So the problem just is refund windows only apply to who? Refund windows only apply to the purchaser, do not apply to the seller. The seller, because he doesn't have the object, essentially doesn't have a refund window. So the Gemara says, Ella, tezabin shavi chavdalid, bitalsin utrin. Rather, you have to say that Allah, we're talking about a case where he sold an object that was worth 24 and sold it for 32, which would be again a one-third. Tanya Kala say the Shmuel, a writer that supports Shmuel, Mishahutal Allah, Yado al ha'alyono. Whoever has the ona, Rashi says over here, last Rashi, Misha Hotel Alav, Rashi says, Misha Ha'ona Alav, Misha Nisan. Actually, go to the previous Rashi. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, De Bain Shesus Mekach, Bain Shesus Mo. So we'll say, Shmuel essentially holds this, like, we don't really care how it's a sixth, right? Whether it's a sixth based on the value of the object, or whether it's a sixth based on the value or the amount of money that was tendered, the purchase price, right? The money's exchanged. Either way, ona is ona. So there's a brisa that goes ahead and supports Shmuel. What's the brisa? I'm sorry, I just lost it. Tag of us the Shmuel. Mishot alav yada al yona. Ketzad. What's the example of this? Ketzad. Machar lo shavehe bivav. So we'll say, if ultimately, again, you sold something that was worth 5 and you sold it for 6. Minisane. So we'll say, who is suffering from ona in this case? Lokeach. It is the purchaser. And therefore, yad lokeach al ha'al yona. The purchaser has the upper hand. Ratsa omer lo tein li ma'osi, o tein li ma'shani, see? So we'll say, so therefore again, because of that, the purchaser has the right to say, listen, either refund me the ona amount, or give me back my money. All right, o tein li ma'shani, see? Machar lo tap of nun. Machar lo shove sheish b'chamish. What happens if you take an item that is worth 6 and you sell it for 5? minis ana. So ultimately, again, who suffers from ona? So the Gemara says, mocher, it is the seller. And therefore, yad mocher al ha'alyona. It is the seller who has the upper hand. Therefore, ratza omer lo ten li michi. Therefore, again, the seller could either say, give me back my object, or refund to me back the ona. Now, I just want to point out, we don't follow this construct, right? We don't follow this construct. We're going to see our construct is a little bit different. By the way, Bosei, we're going to see also, I hope to really get to the Rambam, Emir Hashem, today, and we're going to see that effectively we paskin like Shmuel in this Rav Shmuel Machlokis, that essentially ona, whether it's ona based on the value of the item, or it's ona based on the amount of money exchanged, right, the value of the transaction, either way, halach l'maisa, that is going to be ona. Again, we'll see which construct we follow in just a little bit as well. So watch this. We'll say, "Bailu pachos mishasus rabanan la'alter havi mechila o bichdei shir la'tager o la'krova." Okay, so we'll say. So we are operating with the fundamental idea. Now we're going to go through the construct of ona a little bit. So now that we've established, like Shmuel, that it's ona 1/6, whether it's the value of the item or whether based on the amount of money that changed hands. Then I'll say here, let's go less than a sixth. So based on the Rashi in the Mishnah, what happens with ona of less than a sixth? What happens? Mechila, totally forgiven, nothing really more to talk about. So now the Gemara asks the Shaila. According to the Rabbanon who say that less than a sixth is mechila, is that mechila automatic and immediate? Or is that mechila based on also the amount of time that it takes you to show your friend or a relative or a merchant? Those will both say, what the Gemara is asking is like this. Is the mechila of less than a sixth automatic? Or no, there still has to be a level of cognition about what happened and an acceptance. Now, we'll say, it could be that it's an imposed acceptance. In other words, the Gemara is not opening the possibility over here that you have the ability to negate a sale based on the sixth. That's not what the Gemara is suggesting. But halacha lemaisa, the shaila is, does there have to be a moment of cognition? Do I have to be aware of the sixth? And let's also say, you know what it's like? It is actually interesting shaila in general. If you wrong someone, right? I wrong Reuven. And now again, I want to ask Mechila, but Reuven has no idea what I did to him. Do I have a halachic obligation to tell Reuven, by the way, I really wronged you, and now I'm asking you Mechila, right? Or do we say, you know what, no, that's going to make things 10 times worse, leave it alone, and you ask Mechila from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting over here, right? Reuven overcharged me by less than a sixth. There's Mechila in less than a sixth. So the shaila is it just automatic mechila, let's move on? Or no. In other words, that's the level of cognition on my part. And then again, I go through the process of forgiveness. Granted, again, I don't really have a choice in the forgiveness because halacha lemaisa, again, it's automatically machal or not. So that's the shaila. So the Gemara says, vintim, salamar v'chteshir, l'taga olikrovo. So we'll say, and if you say that halacha lemaisa, yeah, you have enough, even with less than a six, as much as the halacha says it's mechila, there's still the window to show it to your friend or your relative or the merchant. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, ma'ika ben shesos l'pachos mishesos. Then Rabbi says, then wherein lies the difference between ona of less than a sixth and a sixth? Because what do we say? What happens at a sixth, Rabbi? So what happens at a sixth? At a sixth, the transaction, according to Rashi at least, the transaction stands and you have to return the amount, and right? And how much time do you have to go ahead and work on this? What's the window of refund? The amount of time it takes you to go ahead and show to relative. So we'll say, if the less than six has that same window, you have to show to a, so what's there seen a sixth and less than a sixth? To which the Gemara says, Ika di ilush esus yado ala al yona. We'll see, here's the difference. If the yona is a sixth, then ultimately, again, the affected party has the upper hand. How so? Ratza choser, ratza kona. Ratza kona umachzir. Oh no, here's what's what happened. The affected party either has the ability to do what? When the ona is a sixth, you have two choices. What are the choices? Either let the transaction stand, get your ona back, or what? Or halacha lemaisa, cancel and get your money back, assuming that you're the purchaser. Vilubachos mishusos, kano machzir ona. We'll say, but if it was less than a sixth, then what's the halacha? We'll say, less than a sixth, there is no option to void the transaction. right? Less than a sixth, halacha lemaisa, the transaction stands. So the Gemara says, "My." So we'll say, "So what is the halacha?" So Tashma. So we'll say, "So that's our shaila. What happens in pachos mishasos?" Pachos mishasos, ultimately, again, is it considered to be mechila immediately, or does there have to be a cognition about what it is that has occurred? So Tashma, chazu ledivrei chachamim. So I'll say, remembering what happened at the end of the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, even after Rabbi Tarfon introduced his higher threshold for Omel, everybody was initially excited, and then what happened? The excitement died down. So the Gemara says, they went back to the chachamim. Savrua pachos mishlish l'Rabbi Tarfon, ki pachos mishasos l'Rabbanan dami. So we'll say, so watch this. In our Mishnah, we have two models of Omel. A sixth according to the Rabbanan, and a third according to Rabbi Tarfon. The assumption, Rabbosei, is that halacha l'maisa, less than a third according to Rabbi Tarfon, is the same thing as less than a sixth according to the Rabbanan, which is a logical assumption. Rabbosei, if you say that even according to the Rabbanan, so the 1/6, right, the 1/6, there still is that window to be able to show it ultimately again to a relative, right, or to a merchant. Ul Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom. And I will say, but according to Rabbi Tarfon, at even less than a third, the window of refund is still an entire day. Then it makes sense. Mishum hachi chazru. So I will say, now it makes sense that they rejected Rabbi Tarfon, because now I will say, for Rabbi Tarfon, even at less than the 1/3 threshold, you still have what? An entire day of recourse. So then I will say, then it makes sense that they did not like this. Good. Fine. They did not like this. The Gemara says, fine. Good. Rabbosei, if you hold that halacha lemaisa, pachos mishasus is automatic, immediate mechila, amud beis. Actually, find it. There's a good Rashi over here. Yeah, don't get excited. Right? The truth is, my goal is to get on to Nun Aleph Amud Aleph as well today. So I'll say, actually, just before. No, I'm actually going to catch up with the rest of Klal Yisrael today. It's going to be good. Fine. So let's just read that again. The Gemara says as follows. But if you hold that halacha lemaisa, according to the Rambam, I'm reading the last line again of Nun Amud Aleph. If you hold that halacha lemaisa, pachos mishasos rabbanon, that less than a sixth of the rabbanon is immediate mechila. Amud Beis, okay. Ooh, the Rabbi Tarfa nami la'alter havi mechila. And I will say, again, remember, we're always assuming that whatever is true for less than a sixth by the Rabbanon is the same as less than a third by Rabbi Tarfon. And the third Rabbi Tarfon also is la'arta havi mechila. Amai chaz yubid Rabbi Tarfon nechalu tfei. Shabbos say, this is incredible. Shabbos say, if you assume that according to the Rabbanon, less than a sixth of overcharging is automatic mechila. And therefore, less than a sixth according to the Rabbanon is the same thing of less than a third according to Rabbi Tarfon. And therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, less than a third is also automatic mechila. My gosh, the merchants would be crazy for not accepting that system. Right? We'll say for the merchants of Lod, who are accustomed to charging a bit more for their merchandise, that would be a windfall. My chazu Rabbi Tarfon, nechalu tfei. So the Gemara says, demai d'rabbonon kamashu luhu ono, Rabbi Tarfon havi mechila. The boss says, incredible, because according to the Rabbanon, what would be normally ona'a, according to Rabbi Tarfon, would fall into the category of automatic forgiveness. Because the boss says, essentially, anything between a sixth and a third, according to the Rabbanon, that's going to be ona'a. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, that is still within the window of mechila. Which I will say, if you think about it, is like a pretty significant amount. So what? Okay, I got it. You don't like Rabbi Tarfon's refund policy. I understand that. But lemaisa, for that threshold, for that amount between 1/6 and 1/3, according to the Rabbanon, that is ona. And potentially, again, even voidable transaction ona, or at least automatic refund ona, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's going to be Mechila land. And Mechila, right, that all of that will be forgiven. So I don't understand why would you not want that? So which Gemara says, Misafis Parahos, Vishish Rabbi Tarfon, Kepachos, Vishish Rabbanon, Dami, Lo. So which Gemara says, that's because you're making a wrong assumption. What's your wrong assumption? You are assuming that ultimately, again, less than a third according to Rabbi Tarfon is the same thing as less than a sixth according to the Rabbanon. But that is not the case. Lo. Mishasus va'ad shlish Rabbi Tarfon, kishasus atzma l'rabbanon dami. We'll say, even Rabbi Tarfon has these gradations. As much as Rabbi Tarfon holds that Allah l'maisa, ikar ona, is at a third, he will agree that between 1/6 and 1/3 is the equivalent of 1/6 according to the Rabbanon. Okay, what happens that, remember, we'll say, according to the Rabbanon, less than a sixth, what's less than a sixth? Less than a sixth? Mechila. 1/6, and okay, let's go with Rashi's understanding in the Mishnah. What's 1/6? 1/6 is the transaction stands, but the onah must be returned. So the Gemara now is suggesting that even Rabbi Tarfon agrees that between a sixth and the third is treated like a sixth according to the Rabbanon, which means that according to Rabbi Tarfon, any overcharging amount between a sixth and a third has to be returned. Transaction stands, but you have to return it. Which I will say is quite fascinating, because what does that mean? That as much as Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanon disagree about the amount that constitutes onah, both will agree that the mechila amount is only when? Less than a sixth. Fascinating, right? Both agree that mechila is only less than a sixth, right? And Rabbi Tarfon will agree that between a sixth and a third is like 1/6 according to the Rabbanon. And therefore, again, that amount has to be returned, but the transaction stands. Incredible. Ihaki, if that's the case, then my samchu meikara. So I don't say that. If that's the case, then I will say, you know, when Rabbi Tarfon unveiled this new ona amount of a third, they made it sound like it was a yomtiv in the marketplace of Lod. Right? So I don't understand, what is everybody getting so excited about? It actually doesn't, in other words, so essentially both according to Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi and the Rabbanon, less than a sixth is mechila, fine, that's good, right? Good for the merchants, right? And then between a sixth and at a sixth and above, right, at a sixth, and between a sixth and a third, everyone's agreeing on the same thing as well, which is that halacha lemaisa, the transaction stands and the onah amount has to be returned. So what is everybody? So what is everybody celebrating? To which the Gemara says, Tifshot the bitul mekach l'rabbanon liolam chozer. The chayvan the amr l'shavu says. So what do you have to say? You have to say that according to the Rabbanon, ultimately again bitul mekach. Look at Rashi. Bitul mekach l'rabbanon. You see, almost right across in Rashi. What it sounds like is according to the Rabbanon, in a scenario where you have the ability to void the sale, that was according to the Rabbanon, remember again, when is voiding the sale an option? More than a sixth. Right, more than a sixth, that ultimately, again, what's the window for that? The olam, right? Forever. So the Gemara says, Tivsho de bitl mekach l'rabbanon li'olam chozer. Dechivan da'amr lohu Rabbi Tarfon, hav ya'ona samchu. When Rabbi Tarfon said his shir, ultimately, again, about ona, they were happy. Ki amr lohu kol ayom chazru. But ultimately, again, when he said you have the entire day for the refund window, that's when they didn't like it. Because if you hold that Allah is according to the Rabbanon, that the window for refund ultimately again is the amount of time that it takes to show to the merchant or to a relative. So by my samchu, what were they celebrating? Samchu bishasus atzma. They were happy, they were celebrating with the actual valuation of a sixth. The Rabbi Tarfon mechila, or the Rabbanon ona. Because we're also remember again, at a sixth itself, remember, Rabbi Tarfon holds that the sixth itself is going to be mechila, and according to the Rabbanon, ultimately again, no. Okay, so fine. Ibayluhu. So Gemara moves on to another question now. Ibayluhu. Bitul mekach. So we'll say, so by the way, how does the Gemara resolve that first question? So what happens with, remember again, we'll say, what we're talking about over here. We're talking about over here, let's say again, Reuven sells me an object and he overcharged me but less than a sixth. What's the halacha by less than a sixth? Again, mechila. The Gemara is asking, but what are the mechanics of that mechila? Is that an immediate mechila? Not an immediate mechila? So Rabbi said, we are going to see, I'll tell you this one outside now. We're going to see in the Rambam, the way it works by less than a sixth, is it's immediate mechila. It's immediate mechila. There is no need for cognition. There's no need for any, that's it. That's the way, I will say, it makes sense. That's the way the marketplace works. The halacha has to allow for some amount of price fluctuation and some amount of just deviations in terms of what people charge. So if it turns out that Reuven overcharged me by less than a sixth, automatic mechila. Automatic mechila, even if I'm never aware of it. Okay, next. Ibailu. Bitl mekach l'rabanan. Li'olam chozer. Oh, Dilma Bichdei Shiur L'Taga Olo Krabba. So we'll say, here's what's very interesting. Here's what's interesting. So let's kind of, this is actually really good because we're actually racking up these concepts one by one, right? So we've already established that we pass in like Rav, right? Like Shmuel, and no matter how there is Ona, whether it's in the purchase price, whether it's in the value, either way there's Ona by a sixth, okay? We also will say, you also know, again, it's a little anticlimactic, but we also know because like the Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Tarfon, that Ona is a sixth. Here's what else I know. Less than a sixth, Mechila. When does that Mechila occur? Immediately, La'altar. Okay, we'll say now let's move up the chain over here. At a sixth. No, sorry, let's jump a little bit. Over a sixth. What happens when there's a surcharge, overcharging of more than a sixth? What happens? Bitl mekach. So here's the shayla. Bitl mekach l'rabanan li olam chozer ol dilma mechtei shir l'taga ol akravot. So we'll say, so now remember again, the Mishnah's primary case is overcharging at a sixth. So Reuven sells me something, he overcharges me exactly by a sixth. What's the halacha in that case? What's the halacha? Right, we'll say again, these are things we have to know clear for this sugya. Sixth, the transaction stands, but the ona is refunded. What's the refund window? According to the Rabbanon, the amount of time that it takes me to go ahead and show the object to someone. Right, whatever amount of time that is. Okay, so we'll say, so now watch this. That's the refund window. Now here's the Gemara's Shaila. What if the overcharging was more than a sixth? So we'll say, what's the halacha if the overcharge is more than a sixth? What's the halacha there? Either party has the ability to void the transaction. So we'll say, now the Gemara Shaila is there a window for that? Because remember again, when the Mishnah discusses the window is stated in which case, the refund window is stated in which case, is at a sixth. Because remember, what happens at a sixth? Again, what happens at a sixth? Transaction stands, Ona is refunded. So then the Gemara says, okay, so what's the refund window? So the refund window, again, is the amount of time it takes you to show your relative or another merchant. The Shaila is there a refund window in the case of above a sixth or not? Or for maybe you have, in other words, here there's voidability by both parties. So what's the refund window? So again, in the case of more than a sixth, where you have the ability to go ahead and cancel the sale. Either party has the ability to do that. So do you have the ability to cancel that forever? In other words, is that voidability there forever? Or maybe no. Maybe there's the same refund window as we see in the case of a sixth. The amount of time it takes to go ahead and show it to your friend or to a relative or a merchant. And if you say that it's the amount of time that it takes you to go ahead and show it to the merchant or to your relative, then what's the difference between a transaction that charges a sixth or more than a sixth? To which the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference there. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. So the Gemara says, ma'ika bein shesos liyeser al shesos. So ika, no, there is a difference how. De'ilu shesos, mishen is ane chozer, ve'ilu yeser al shesos, shnein chozrin. So we'll say, there is a big difference. Remember, we said this before. What's the Shabbos say? When the ona is at a sixth. So we'll say, what's the halacha when the ona is a sixth? What's the halacha? So now it's interesting. So the Gemara suggests over here that when it's a sixth, the Gemara is suggesting that the affected party has the ability to void the transaction. Like I said, we're not going to pass in that, but that's the Gemara suggesting. When it's more than a sixth, either party has the ability to void the transaction. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, if you have ona that is more than a sixth, is there a refund window or not? So Tashma, let's analyze. Chazru the Divrei Chachamim. So remember again, I will say, the merchants in Lud, when Rabbi Tarfon unveiled his one-third ona policy, they were very excited. Then when he unveiled his refund window, they weren't excited, and they went back to the Shita of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, so let's analyze. So Tashma Chazal Devei Chachamim I Amrit Bishlama Bittel Mekach So Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanan Dechtei Shira Shira L'Tagar O L'Krovo. So we'll say, if you hold that Aloch L'Maisa, if you hold that when there's more than a sixth of Ono, and therefore again both parties have the ability to void the transaction, and let's say there's still, even in that case, there's a refund window. What's the refund window? Everybody has the amount of time that it takes to show the object to a relative or a merchant. Ula Rabbi Tarfon, Kolayom, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, the refund window is the whole day. So I will say, remember again, we're assuming that the whole day is longer than the amount of time it takes you to show your relative or the merchant. If that's the case, Ha Mishum Hachi Chazru. Then I will say, like we said before, it makes sense. Why? Because I will say, the merchants, what do the merchants want more than anything, right? What do merchants want? The smallest refund window possible, right? Let's move on. So therefore, I will say, even though Rabbi Tarfon introduced a higher threshold for Ono, he introduced a longer refund window. They don't want that. They went back to the Rabbanon. Eli'i amet betel mekach the Rabbanon the olam chozer. But if you say that according to the Rabbanon, ultimately again, that for more than a sixth, the refund window is forever, Am I chazru? Then why did they go back to the Rabbanon Shita? But the Rabbi Tarfon nechaluhu tfei. The kamashu lo ono kol hayom. The su lo. So I will say Rabbi Tarfon would be better off for them. Why would Rabbi Tarfon be better off for them? Because even according to Rabbi Tarfon, while it's true you have the whole day, but that's all you have. That's the refund window and that's all. That's so much better, I will say that. And again, according to the Rabbanon, if the ono is at a sixth, then more than a sixth, then it sounds like the refund window is forever. That's terrible. I mean, it's good if you're the impacted party, but it's terrible if you're the merchant. So they should have stayed with Rabbi Tarfon, because as much as Rabbi Tarfon has the whole day, one whole day is certainly better than forever. To which the Gemara says, interesting, the Gemara says, Bittel Mekach lo Shchiach. They both say, it was very uncommon to have ono at more than a sixth. That was uncommon. The more common cases were less than a sixth and a sixth. The sixth case, I will say, was an uncommon case, and therefore, again, the merchants of Lud didn't really think about that all that much when they went ahead and switched back to the position of the Rabbanon. Okay, so I will say, Amar Rava. Rava says, I will say, this is a very important Gemara. These lines, if you're using your own Gemara, underline this. Amar Rava, Hilchasa. So I will say, here's the halacha. And this is what we spoke about this entire time. Pachos Mishasos, Nikna Mekach. If the ono is less than a sixth, ultimately, again, transaction stands. Now, both sides, again, I want to add on a little bit of this. So not only nikna mekach, not only does the transaction stand, but what? What's the status of the amount, of the overcharge amount? Right? Mechila. And let's bring everything together. And again, when does that mechila occur? When does it occur? La'alter, immediately. Even without any level of cognition. So less than a sixth, mechila, the overcharge amount is forgiven. It's not ono, transaction stands, and everything happens immediately. Yosra Shasos, we're jumping to the other extreme. What happens if the overcharge is more than a sixth? Then I will say, what's the halacha? Bittel mekach. Ultimately, again, what's the halacha? Bittel mekach. So I will say, now, what does that mean, bittel mekach? Bittel mekach, I will say, means that either party has the right to void the transactions. Obviously, if the parties involved want to keep the transaction and just refund the ona amount, so you could do that. But the point over here is that more than a sixth, either party has the right to void the transaction. Next, that's case two. What happens if the overcharging amount is exactly a sixth? Then ultimately, again, shesos kana umachzer ono. At a sixth, they both say, neither party has the ability to void the transaction, but the overcharge amount must be returned. Now, one thing we don't know yet is in the amount of overcharge, what's the window? So now we know if it's more than a sixth, either party has the ability to go ahead and void the transaction. What we haven't resolved yet is, okay, so like, is there like a window, a statute of limitations for that? So that we haven't seen yet. Okay, what about a sixth? Shesos kano machzir ono. So we'll say if the overcharging amount is at a sixth, then aloha lamaisa, again, the transaction stands and the overcharge amount is returned. Now we'll say, here it is, b'chtei shehira lechavero, sorry, the tagar o lekrovo. And we'll say, both this and this. So b'pashtos, again, what does it mean, this and this? Rashi says, ona u'bitel mekach. Here it is, right? Both, we'll say, again, ona, which means a sixth, Bittel Mekach, which means above a sixth, have the same refund window, which is halacha lemaaseh, the amount of time that it takes to show a merchant or to show your friends. So both say, there it is. That is a magnificent four lines of Gemara right there. Literally, both say, you know, this is a tremendous schos to get this kind of clarity so quickly in a sugya, right? That here we have Rava coming along and just literally laying everything out for us. So therefore, I will say one more time, less than a sixth, automatic mechila, at a sixth, again, transaction stands, but ona has to be returned. What's the refund window? The amount of time it takes to go ahead and show a merchant or your relative more than a sixth. Either party has the ability to go ahead and void the transaction with the same refund window as a sixth. Incredible. Tanya Kaval said the Rabbi Bryce that supports Rabbi Ona Pachos Mishasos Nikne Mekach. If you have overcharging that is less than a sixth, transaction stands, right? Nothing to talk about. Yes, Al Shasos, if the overcharging was more than a sixth, Batal Mekach, then the transaction is void. Shasos, what if it's exactly, so when we say the transaction is void, I just want to be clear, what that means is what? Either party has the ability to void the transaction. Shesos, what happens if it's at a sixth? Then kano max yorna divrei Rebbe Nosson. If it's exactly a sixth, then halacha lemaisa again. If it's exactly a sixth, then the ona is returned. Transaction stands. Rebbe Huda Anasi, Omer Huda Anasi says, yad mocher al ha'alyona. That literally, again, the seller has the upper hand. Rotsa Omer lo tainli mikhi, o tainli masha anisi. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, he could either say, Give me back my object, or give me back the amount of ona. And both have the same exact window. Rashi says over here, mocher shein biyado malaharos velimloch. I'm sorry, actually, not yet. So we'll say again. We're going to come back to that mocher case by Yehuda Anasi. Let's go a little bit weiter. Ad masai mutar lachzir. So we'll say. So now remember again, the Mishnah said, what's the window that you have? What's the refund window? So remember again, we'll say, what was the answer? The answer is the amount of time that it takes to show the object to a merchant or your relative. So we'll say, we said this before, but let's just now explicitly say, Rav Nachman, lo shano ela lokeach. So Rav Nachman, we saw, we'll say back in Amud Aleph. Rav Nachman says, this refund window only applies to who? Only applies to the purchaser. Only applies to the purchaser. Does not apply to the Sabah. Mocher li olam choser. Rabbi say, in any case where halacha lemaaseh, again, you have the right to void the transaction, which Rabbi say, so again, so I just want to point out, so this could apply either in a case of a sixth, where again, let's say it was an undercharge case. So therefore, halacha lemaaseh, again, it is the seller who has the right to the ona, or for that matter, again, an undercharge case and with more than a sixth, the seller has no statute of limitations. The seller always has the ability to go ahead and get back and reclaim the ona. So the Gemara says, "Va'mocher li olam choser." So let's say that this supports them. Chazul divrei chachamim. And we'll say we constantly come back to the Tagrei Lud, right? The Lud merchants came back and agreed with the chachamim. See, Amrit Bishlama mocher li olam choser. So if you say that the seller always has the ability to go ahead and reclaim his ona. So top of Nun Aleph, Mishum Hachi Chazru. So we'll say this ultimately again is why the merchants of Lod didn't like this new policy. Ela Amrit, Ela I Amrit, Mocher Nami Kelokeach Dami, My Nafkalamine. All right, we'll see, you know what we're going to, fine, let's finish this. So we'll say, the Gemara says as follows. So now watch this. So it's interesting, by the way, how so much of this discussion hinges on these Lud merchants. So the Gemara says like this. So now Nachman is suggesting that the window, the statute of the refund window only applies to the purchaser, doesn't apply to the seller. Seller has the ability to go ahead and reclaim everything at any time. Why? The Gemara says, now listen to this. The Gemara says, now this makes sense. I remember again, after Rabbi Tarfon introduced his one-third policy, so the Tagrei Lud were very happy, but then ultimately again, they went back to the Chachamim. So if you hold that the seller has the ability to go ahead and always reclaim his money. Why? Rashi points out over here, because the seller doesn't have the object in his hand. Because of that, he's at a little bit of a disadvantage in terms of gauging. Was he overcharged or did he undercharge or not? Mishum hachi chazru. That's why ultimately, again, they do not like it. Rashi says, look at Rashi, top Rashi. Everybody say, no, we're stopping here. don't want to rush this. Again, we did good, Baruch Hashem. We did good. And we will pick up with this. We'll say, by the way, tomorrow, hopefully, because Amud Beis is somewhat shorter. And the truth is, Amud Aleph will flow. There's some good stories. Not stories, but some interesting episodes. So the flow, I want to show you the Rambam. Because as much as Rava crystallized this for us, the Rambam is going to crystallize this even more. Especially, Abosa, we're going to go back to the Machlokis, Rav and Shmuel, about how we're valuating Ona. The Rambam is going to help us with that clarification as well. Shkoyach, tremendous. All right, it's Kabranzum. Have a great day, everyone.